Hachette Audio presents Off Season, written by Anne Rivers Siddons, read by Jane Alexander.
Prologue. From where you leave Interstate 95 at Bangor to trace the jumble of state and country roads over to the coast around Sedgwick, your driving time can range from an hour or so in fine bright weather to an anxious creeping 3.5 in dense fog. On this day in early July, I made it in just over an hour, a shorter time than, if I remembered correctly, Cam ever had. "See there?" I said to him in the back seat. "You always drove because you said I poked along, and I did better today than you ever did on your best one." He did not answer, of course, because he was dead, was now fine silvery dust in the dark bronze urn I had chosen, nestled between piles of books and old Silas's basket, which was lined with the rotting old sweater Silas guarded fiercely. It smelled of salt and pine and wood smoke, and now, of course, Silas. Silas answered, though.
"Well, when are you going to stop this damn car and let me out? I'm hungry, I need to take a piss."
It was Cam who'd invented Silas, swearing that it was possible to tell what was on the cat's mind by listening closely to his rusty grumble. Silas had never, to my knowledge, purred. On this strange afternoon of sun and flying cloud shadow and whipping wisps of fog, I felt I could translate him as well as Cam ever had. Or at least it amused me to think so. Probably neither one of us had it right. Silas could have been cursing us vilely in Esperanto for all we knew. I'd been talking chattily and often giddily to Cam all during the 2-day drive from Virginia. In fact, I had been doing so ever since the last of the guests left the, what would you call it, a reception? My daughters and best friend Kitty Howard had put together while I was at the short service at the crematorium. I literally had had to push Betsy and Alice out of the house and into their husbands' rental cars to go back to their motel and have a shower and some dinner. Betsy claimed she was allergic to Silas, but I knew her bond lawyer husband did not want cat hair on his $400 khakis. Both of my girls were puffed and smeared with tears, and clearly terrified that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?